Hi, I'm Bob Tabor with LearnVisualStudio.net, and you know what?
We made it all the way through. That's awesome.
If you made it this far, then that means that you read the entire Contoso Cookbook Hands-On Labs, which I think is over 100, maybe 150 pages printed out, and also you watched hours and hours of me blather on about this stuff. But I have to say, I have a lot of respect for you because it was a lot of work and you got this far, and your reward for that is now you have virtually all the tools that you need to build real apps that can be sold in the Windows Store, and that is awesome. So through the past 30 lessons or so, we learned a ton of stuff. Let's just take a stroll down memory lane and think about everything we got out of this series. So first and foremost, we learned about building Windows Store apps, specifically how to use the APIs that gave us features for working with things like the Windows, like the webcam, like the user's file system. We grabbed things from the internet. We worked with the Windows Store. We came to understand the new lifecycle model in Windows 8 and how memory pressure gets applied and it suspends apps and terminates some apps and things of that nature. We learned how to respond to events that are fired off from Windows 8 to our app through the use of the charms. And all these features were enabled through the Windows Runtime API. And so by learning these sorts of things, we enabled features like searching and sharing and more to make our app feel like it was a first-class member of the Windows 8 ecosystem. We learned how to make our apps more interesting with tiles and notification tiles and toasts. We learned how to respond to changes in Windows 8 device orientation. So we've got our Microsoft Surface and we flip it from landscape to portrait. Or if it's in snapped or filled mode, we used media queries to kind of give it the correct styling. We enabled semantic zoom, allowing us to see from a big picture what the big groupings of items were and then drill in from there. We integrated preferences that would roam with the user, follow the user around from device to device or from machine to machine. So secondly, we learned about developing entire apps, large apps, using JavaScript, HTML, and CSS, but specifically JavaScript. And if you came from directly from the JavaScript Fundamental series, your horizons were dramatically opened up very quickly, and you're able to put a lot of that newfound knowledge of the JavaScript language to good use in building what I would call a full-featured app. And I think you can leverage this not only building more Windows Store apps, but also back in your web app development efforts. And so not only did you have all that pre-existing JavaScript knowledge coming to the series, but we added a ton of additional knowledge on top of that along the way. And to that end, we learned about the WinJS, or rather the Windows Library for JavaScript, and how it provides access and allows us to create things like namespaces and classes. It gives us access to those custom controls, what I call those Windows personality controls, like, for example, the list view and the app bar and things of that nature. It also allowed us to do cool things like data binding and even more. And we became intimately familiar with the list view and its various modes, list and grid. And, you know, we learned about some smaller things along the way as well. We learned a little bit about XML and what makes it tick. We became even more familiar with JSON than we had previously experienced in the JavaScript Fundamental series. And we really spent a lot of time picking apart this Windows Store grid app template. I think we looked at virtually every line of code in this template, and now if you wanted to start a brand new project from scratch, you should probably feel pretty confident how to poke around and change just about anything you need to change in that project template to make it sing and do what you want it to do. So in closing, I think there are a few things that you should do going forward as you contemplate building your own apps that will even help you build more legs under this table of knowledge that you're trying to kind of buffer up. First, as much as possible, stick with the existing templates for creating a new project and adding pages or files or features to your app. It gives you such a great head start. Having said that, one of the reviewers of my scripts from Microsoft took the exact opposite viewpoint, that most developers will want to start with a blank app template and copy things into the app that they want to enable. So that's two different perspectives. My way of thinking about this is that most of us are new to this whole Windows Store app development paradigm, and I think we're all going to be hanging on to the side of the pool for a while. And the templates give us a great way to gain more and more confidence so we can grow to the point where we can code everything from scratch by hand someday. Secondly, I think that the next best step is to learn more about Windows Azure and how you can create remote services, both web roles that can expose data via JSON or XML, and worker roles that kind of churn in the background. This allows you to add business logic and save data in the cloud. Now, admittedly, there are a few ways to save data locally if you wanted to. For example, you could write a JSON file to save your app data, like we've talked about earlier, but that may not be the most robust way to go about this and may not sync well across devices or be available to multiple users. For something a little bit more heavy duty and industrial strength, like allowing for interaction between multiple users, think, for example, like a game or some data intensive business app. You'll definitely want to leverage Windows Azure for that. And then third, I would probably encourage you to take off your programming hat a little bit and learn more about the Windows 8 aesthetic, the design language as they call it. Learn about interface design principles and so on. And this will help you pick the right template for the given need, and it will help you have a design sensibility as to how things should look and feel in a Windows Store app. And I think that has a lot to do with the marketability of your offering. And so there's a great series of lessons. It was recorded, I guess, a year or two ago on Channel 9 that addresses some of these ideas, but I think fundamentally, they're still the right sorts of things that you want to learn. And finally, as a bonus, everything you learn keeps you moving forward in your knowledge. You're going to see ideas and technologies that are leveraged into new ideas and technologies often. There's almost no new ideas. There are permutations and improvements, but they almost always build on something before them. And so I would say, invest your time in learning the concepts behind the code and eschew taking a cookbook or copy and paste approach to learning how to program. The concepts will serve you well. If you merely take a copy and paste approach to coding, you're never going to be able to design apps from scratch. You can only go as far as the examples you find on the internet or in books, and that will limit you ultimately. Okay, so now I expect you to take the reins and to go out and build something really cool. If you do that, please come back and report it here or send me an email. I would love to check it out on my own and see what you were able to come up with. I wish you sincerely the very best, and please let me know if there's any way that I can help you out. All right, thank you. Mm-hmm.